Hello there, Valerie Dixon. Good morning.
Sorry, who's calling?
Oh, good. This is. Am I speaking to Valerie? Oh, I heard who's calling in the back. In the back. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm Joshua. I am conducting an opinion survey about important issues facing your community and the nation. I'm going to ask you a few questions right away, okay? Ms. Dixon?
Uh-huh.
Thank you very much. Just to start with, I do have the right person on the line, correct? Valerie Nixon.
Correct.
Well, perfect.
No, Valerie Dixon.
Oh, Dixon, okay. D-I-X-O-N, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other officers? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I definitely will vote.
You will definitely vote. Okay, thank you. What is your age, please?
42.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, African American, or black? Hispanic or Latino?
White.
White. Okay, thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Okay, you are extremely motivated. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
That's a great question. I think at this time, Republican.
At this time, Republican. Yes, thank you. Because in that case, would you consider... Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Not very strong.
Okay, not strong Republican. Okay, thank you very much for that. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied. I mean, did you just hear the UN named us a third world country? Hello.
Yes, I do understand, and thank you for your opinion. It's important. Okay, and which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? Please select two choices: lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, climate change and environmental issues, improving K-12 through 12 public school education, immigration and border security, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, protecting our democracy and freedoms, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, inflation and the economy, crime and violence, healthcare costs, gun regulations and reform, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination. Or don't know or refuse. Which one would you prefer?
Do I have to pick one?
Two, please. Two choices.
Okay. The racial discrimination and the education.
Correct. So you would say standing up and fighting against racial discrimination and also improving K-12 public school education. Okay.
Yes, correct.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Indifference at this point. Okay. Hi, Jesse.
And is that strongly approve or disapprove or somewhat approve
we'll
or disapprove
say,
of
we'll
the job being done?
Somewhat. We'll just say somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Thank you very much.
Yes.
And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
Seen about the same. Now, think about race relations in America today. Do you think things are getting better, staying out about the same, or getting worse?
They're really getting worse.
It's really getting worse. Okay, we care about your opinion. Thank you. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Very often. I have a mixed family.
I do understand. And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
Not often.
Okay. How concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned, or you don't know or feel refused to answer?
Very concerned.
Very concerned. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable about, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The NAACP. You can use any number from 0 to 100.
I know. You gave me a lot of numbers to pick from.
sure. The one you feel more comfortable. We'll care about your opinion. Correct. The NAACP.
Let's go with 60.
A 60. Donald Trump.
80.
Okay. Joe Biden.
A 1.
A 1. The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
Not familiar.
You've never heard of it, right? Okay.
Right.
Thank you. Ron DeSantis.
Follow the 70.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
2.
A 2. Okay. Taylor Swift.
that's funny. 50.
About 50. Okay. The Democratic Party as well, please.
At this time, we'll go with a 10.
We'll go with a 10, okay?
Yeah.
I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Cornel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Okay. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, not worried at all.
Not so worried.
Not so worried. Now, I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. If agree or if disagree, of course, if that strongly agree or strongly disagree or just somewhat agree or somewhat disagree. Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country.
The what?
Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country. Are you a strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly agree? I mean disagree.
I strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Same option. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Somewhat agree. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of black Americans.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. America's diversity makes it stronger.
Somewhat agree.
Okay, somewhat agree. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
would someone agree?
Okay. So you did mention racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. You mentioned somewhat agree as well. Okay. Thank you.
Exactly. The whole thing. I see both sides of it because my family.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Because of your family, right? Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A. Some people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. What culture is going too far? It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Or statement B, other people say America's strength is its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we, the people, can accomplish anything together, but we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which of the two statements do you agree with more? Statement A, much more A, somewhat more B, both or neither? Hello?
Oh, hold on, my phone. Hold on.
Yeah, no worries.
Sorry.
Much more A, somewhat more A, much more B, somewhat more B,
oh,
both or neither.
I'm sorry. My car started. I need you to read both statements over again.
Of course. Statement A says, some people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. What culture is going too far? It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes.
Yeah. Oh, you're good. It was statement A is the one that I agree
Correct.
With mostly.
Would you much more A? Okay, thank you. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it is extremely important. A 5 means you think it is somewhat important, and a 0 means you do not think it is important at all. You can use any number, again, between 0 and 10. A commitment to Christian ideals.
10.
Immigration to this country.
What about immigration to this country?
It is still the same concept, right? If you would consider if it is extremely important on a scale from 0 to 10, or if you would think it's not important at all, somewhat important, being 0, not important at all, 5, somewhat important, and 10, extremely important. And the quote is immigration onto this country.
Okay, they really should put, like, legal or illegal immigration to this country. We'll say legal immigration to this country is important.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll just say 10. We'll say 10.
Yeah, it's just basically to confirm exactly, the quote says just immigration to the country in general, your opinion is very important. Equal economic opportunities for all?
10.
10. Freedom to protest to the police or government?
10.
Okay. Police that treat everyone the same?
10.
Thank you. The right to bear arms?
11. 10.
Okay, 10. 10 is the maximum. Thank you. Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting?
10.
Thank you. understand. And now I'm going to read to you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. America's first quote would be, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. 0, do not agree at all. 5, okay? Now, every child, second quote, every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind.
7.
7. Okay. Sometimes over the course of a service, people's opinion change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Okay, 10. Switching gears here a little bit. The last few questions are for statistic purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? I'm going to read you some categories. Stop me when you get to your category, please. First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc.
I'm sorry, the partial college, I have an associate.
Okay, so that would be some college or vocational certificate, right?
Yes.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children, 18-year-old of age or younger, living in your household? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Twice a week.
Twice a week or more. Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
So we live in the suburban, or I don't even know. We live in a neighborhood.
Okay, don't know is also an option.
Okay.
Don't know is an option, too. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you very much. Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I hope you have an excellent day. Okay?
Yeah, thank you so much for your time. Have a good day.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, too.
Thanks.